Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning and welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education and of course sponsored by our friends at Grundmeier Leader Services. Happy Tuesday to all of you. I also want to give a special shout out to all of our working moms out there because tomorrow is National Working Moms Day. We appreciate your hard work and dedication, and of course, we hope that you have a wonderful day. Today, we're going to focus on a critical aspect of school safety and student well-being, and that is the vital role of school resource officers or our SROs. We're going to draw some insights from a recent article that was published by Raptor Technologies. It dives into the multifaceted responsibilities of SROs and how schools can foster a strong and positive working relationship with this role. Now, whether you have an established SRO program or you're looking to build connections just even with your local law enforcement, this episode is for you. So the traditional image of an SRO might be one of a law enforcement figure patrolling the hallways. But as this Raptor article highlights, the reality is far more nuanced than that. The National Association of School Resource Officers, or the NASRO, they really emphasize that SROs serve three distinct roles. They are a teacher, an informal counselor and mentor, and a law enforcement officer. And increasingly, the roles of counselor and educator, these are starting to take center stage. This shift reflects this growing understanding that a proactive and relationship-based approach, this is key to creating a safe and supportive school environment. Now, one of the most compelling points I think the article made was the importance of viewing SROs as educators. Deputy Heather Norrett, an SRO that's featured in the article, she states the thinking that our reason for being in the schools is just to arrest juveniles couldn't be farther from the truth. This mindset underscores the potential for SROs to be valuable resources for students. They provide guidance on issues like drug and alcohol prevention and domestic violence and other public safety concerns. They can lead some of our educational programs like DARE or Too Good for Drugs and Violence or the MVP Mentoring Program. They can take lead roles in these. They can even offer some just informal learning opportunities like teaching students essential life skills as a proper handshake or any of the other things that come along with their profession. The key here is that we are building positive relationships. When our students see our SROs, they should see them as approachable and caring. And if so, they're more likely to seek their guidance and support. Now, beyond education, SROs, they play a crucial role in supporting student well-being and healthy behavior. This article emphasizes the importance of understanding the root causes of student behavior. Again, Deputy Norrett notes that if we have a child that is behaving in a certain way, I want to know why. What's the root of that behavior? And by fostering a culture where our SROs are seen as trusted adults, we in our schools, we can create an opportunity for them to intervene and redirect students onto a more positive path. This means encouraging our SROs to participate in student activities, like join in on some PE games or even come in and attend some of our parent meetings. When our students and parents trust the SRO, they're more likely to share important information and concerns that are going to help the well-being of our school in general. Integrating our SROs into that learning community, it's essential for creating a truly supportive environment. This involves fostering some collaboration between our SROs and teachers and administrators, counselors and social workers. We want to try to help them feel like a member of the team, not an outside agency that just happens to office in the building. But our schools can also take a lead role in the SROs development as well. We can provide our SROs with specific mental health training and encourage them to collaborate with our school-based counselors. So we have more of a direction from the school versus always a direction from law enforcement. This team-based approach, it allows for more effective interventions and strategies to support students with mental health needs. When we build on these positive relationships, it helps reduce school-based violence and bullying, and it's going to eventually create a safer environment for everybody. Now, the Raptor article does highlight the importance of intentional relationship building. Whether you have an SRO in your school or you are just looking to connect with your local law enforcement, here's a couple points to consider. The open communication piece is huge. Create regular opportunities for your law enforcement, your SROs, and your school staff to communicate and collaborate. Again, our goal is for safety for all of our students and to help educate our families and community as well. Do this together. And really, that's kind of the shared training piece too. Try to include your SROs in training sessions, especially if they're related to student well-being and mental health. If they're patrolling the hallways or helping to provide lunch supervision, they should have an understanding of what we're trying to accomplish as a school, or what our priorities are, or what our initiatives are, especially when it comes to student behavior. Include them in that training. Then when we get to community engagement, we want our SROs to, again, participate in school events and activities. If they're not already at all of your basketball games or football games or coming to concerts, we want to try to encourage them to get there. And if it's a shared responsibility with your local law enforcement, work with them to try to figure out how that can be a priority for them in their workday. And then the last piece is trying to develop that mutual respect. We want to foster a culture of mutual respect and an understanding between our SROs and students so we can truly work together. Just trying to build some of these bridges by doing so, school and law enforcement, we can work together to create that safer and more supportive environment for our students and families. If you want to learn more, I encourage you to check out the Raptor Technologies article and maybe follow their blog for more information. We have that article linked into the description for this podcast episode. Thanks again for tuning into your Morning Boost. Just remember, building strong relationships is the key, and we can create a safe and supportive school community together. We'll see you again next time for another boost to your day. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.